want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is Never Leave Home Without It, Part 4. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
So listen, I wish I could tell you that in every moment, that every time I'm in a situation that is tough or that blindsides me or whatever, that it's always the fruit of the Spirit that's showing up. I wish I could tell you that after all these years of serving Jesus, I wish I could say that were always the case. And I can't. But I can tell you that that's a whole lot more the case than it was a long time ago, all right? I can tell you that my character is being shaped, just like your character is and should be being shaped by the Holy Spirit. The more I yield to Him, the more His character is going to show forth. Instead of impatience, there's going to be patience. Instead of, you know, being angry and mad and out of control, there's going to be Him controlling me instead of my own self. By the way, that term self-control doesn't mean me manning up and controlling myself with my own will. No, self-control means it's letting the Holy Spirit control self, who always wants to be in charge. Y'all get it? And so all of these things, you know, when I feel absolutely confused and fretful instead of peaceful, I have to stop, come to repentance, and embrace the peace of the Holy Spirit and allow that to become my character. And so this is kind of the fruit of the Spirit. It's almost like a test. It's like, how much am I allowing the Holy Spirit to literally lead my life? And when things happen and I'm not seeing these fruit, but I'm seeing the opposite of those fruit, there is my red flag that I am not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead my life in that moment. So the world should see the fruit of the Spirit in our daily walk. And we should strive, if we're going to strive for anything, strive to yield self, to yield our will to the will of God. Instead of allowing our base nature as a human to rise up, allow the nature of the Holy Spirit who fills us to rise up and to act in accordance with that. So it makes a huge difference when the world sees the fruit of the Spirit rather than seeing those of us who claim Christ but who act just like the rest of the world. It'll turn their life around because they know you have something that they don't have. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Thus you will recognize them. Who? By their fruits, right? You will recognize God's people by their fruits. You will also recognize those who are not God's people by their fruits. Now, we are told in the scripture, in fact, in Matthew chapter 7, people love to use that scripture to talk about that we should not judge, that we, you know, judge not, lest we be judged. Yet, at the same time, we're told that we will know people by their fruit. So, in a sense, we are to make a judgment, but the judgment isn't to write people off. The judgment is to know how to pray for people, to know how to love people, sometimes to just love people through stuff, right? You will know them. You will recognize them by their fruits. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit fruit basket, never leave home without it. All right, let me give you the last one. The Holy Spirit authorizes us. Now, I'll save this one for last. The Holy Spirit authorizes us. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I have given you, who's you? You, me. I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Now, you have to understand that this is, when you understand this is spiritually speaking, these are not talking about necessarily normal serpents and scorpions, although I do believe that that can apply, but this is literally talking about demons. This is talking about all the power of the enemy. This is talking about demonic forces who are on this earth to do one thing and one thing only, bring death and destruction, and to literally hate God's people. And that's why they're here. Jesus is saying, I've given you authority over all of them. There's no need to fear. And when the Holy Spirit is in us, the Holy Spirit is way more powerful than anything that could possibly come against you. Now, when he says nothing shall hurt you, I want you to understand, in this world, we are going to experience hurt. So he's not obviously just talking about physical hurt here. He's talking about when it's all said and done, even if somehow the enemy was able to kill your body on this earth, you still win. You can't lose. He has authorized you to overcome. Now listen, I believe that we also carry a power and authority to deal with devils and to deal with everything that is demonically inspired and to deal with sickness and disease and all of those things. And I don't understand everything all the time about how and why things happen. When my daughter-in-law was laying in that bed and they said that she was pretty much brain dead and she's, you know, they got her on a machine to keep her heart going and her lungs going. Look, I'm standing till the end. And I believe that's what we do. We stand, we speak life, we rebuke death, we take authority over it. I told someone, I said, I don't understand all the ins and outs of all of this. But I will tell you that in that very same ICU, in that very same hospital, I know the Lord told me to go speak life into a young man that they said was brain dead and would never come off of that bed alive. And the very next day, that young man was walking around the room opening drawers when the nurse walked in and freaked her plum out and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Don't y'all have some food around here?" I saw it happen in the very same ICU. So I stood for my daughter-in-law the same way. But it just so happens that I guess it was time for her to go be with Jesus. And so I can accept that, but I'm going to stand till the end. And I believe that's what God has called us to do. And I thank God because many in this church were standing the same way. And I have the promise that all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. And we have the promise that what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for your good. Amen. Amen. I believe that. But we have authority over devils. In the context, again, of that scripture, he's talking about demonic spirits. And where did that authority come from? Well, the same place Jesus got it. Matthew 12:28. But if it is by the Spirit of God, everybody say the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. The same Spirit that was in Christ Jesus lives in you and me if you're born again. And I want him to have more and more and more of my life. I don't want any voids in my life, and I don't want to give place to any sin or any wrong thinking or anything like that. I want him to fill every gap, every void, go into the hallways of my heart, open every door up, clean the junk out of those rooms, and fill it with his glory, every room, every closet, even that, you know, even the junk drawers, right? I want him to go in and fill every area, because I want to walk in his authority. I want my life to be pleasing to him. The works of the devil can only be destroyed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want to be anointed. I want his anointing to rest on me and in me. I want it to lead me. Amen. Tell your neighbor, Holy Spirit authority. Never leave home without it. There's a good chance that you're going to walk out of these doors today and you're going to be met with some kind of demonic resistance and you're going to have to walk in that Holy Spirit authority. Make sure that you are filled up and ready to go. Amen. Tell your neighbor, go ahead and get tanked up. Listen, thank God that he didn't leave us to make it on our own. Thank God he sent the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his supernatural power. Never leave home without it. We've done this many times before, but let's do it one more time. Let's reach into heaven and just ask the Lord to go ahead and fill us again. Go ahead and saturate us. Go ahead and baptize us. Lord, baptize us in your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Authorize us, Lord. Saturate us, Jesus. Saturate us, Jesus. We don't want any area of our life, Lord, that is not completely overtaken and filled by your presence, oh God, filled by your glory, Lord. Lord, you never intended for us to walk on this earth and do anything without your power, Lord. We say, empower us now, oh God. Empower us. Fill us. Fill us with your fire. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your purpose. Fill us with your love, oh God. Hallelujah. We open our hearts to you. We open every door. We open every room. We open every area, oh God. And we say, come in and fill. Come in and fill us with your power. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that these people have been commissioned. Lord, they've been commissioned, Lord, to invade the darkness with the light. They've been commissioned, Lord, to invade the areas of sickness and disease with healing and miracles. They've been commissioned to invade the area of lies with truth, oh God. Lord, they've been commissioned, Lord, to bring reconciliation between you and those who are far from you. And Lord, I thank you for the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, filling them to overflowing, oh God. May your fire go with them everywhere they go. Lord, I thank you for renewing, Lord, renewing vision, for renewing purpose, oh God. Lord, for causing the old things to be gone and the new things, Lord, to arise. I thank you for raising up a people, Lord, who won't be intimidated by devils, but Lord, will stand in authority over every devil that they ever have to face. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. May you be glorified in and through our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Fill them, Jesus. Fill them, Holy Spirit. Fill their life. Fill their life. May the anointing be powerful upon them. May the anointing be strong in them. Hallelujah. Lead them. Guide them. Fill them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.